Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Monday, March 6th, public meeting of the Garrett County Board of Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody. If everyone please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So bow for a word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for this beautiful day that you've given us. Lord, we would just ask that you be with each and every one that's in this meeting today, that you guide and direct our thoughts and everything that's said and done here. We continue to praise you and glorify you, and we ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, is there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the public agenda?
Yes, sir. We need to add an addition to the agenda for a resolution to sell county property.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting, or any questions, corrections, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
We have a second?
Second.
Minutes approved by mutual consent. And the first item we have on our agenda is a proclamation for National Social Work Month. And Donna McClintock-Faust, if you would like to come forward and bring them all up. And what we'll do is, we'll bring you ladies up here and line up, and I'll read the proclamation and give you the floor. Sure. And this proclamation for National Social Work Month of March 2017. Whereas March is National Social Work Month, and whereas social workers change futures by assisting, guiding, and helping others to successfully negotiate life challenges, and whereas social workers strive to make a difference by helping people resolve problems and cope with distressing situations, and whereas social workers are positive and compassionate professionals, now therefore we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, proudly recognize and honor our local social workers who might make life better for our residents of all ages by proclaiming March 2017 to be Social Work Month in Garrett County, Maryland, and do call upon all citizens to recognize and appreciate the life-enhancing contributions of social workers, signed by Commissioners Heimbald, Titchener, and myself. And thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on up.
More the merrier.
Ladies, is there
somebody can step up in
anything
here if you have
you all
to.
Like to say?
Jen's our on behalf of the Allegheny and Garrett Social Work Caucus, I'm Jennifer Gladfelty, and I am the Social Work Chair. And I would like to thank you for allowing us to be here and acknowledging the work that we all do. And just as a number, we have 189 members in two counties of the Social Work Caucus. And right now, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, we are the fastest growing profession in the United States. So we have our food drive that we want to acknowledge that we're doing for Western Maryland Food Bank. We do that every year in honor of Social Work Month. So thank you again for acknowledging our work that we do.
Thank you all.
You're slower than Carol. I didn't think that was possible.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, next up on the agenda, we have a presentation on transportation grant by Garrett County Community Action, and Mike Hill, and Gregan, and
Appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you for the time today. I'll let Mike do most of the speaking, but this is Mike Hill. I should introduce Mike Hill, who's now the director at Garrett Transit Service. He took over February 2nd. That's Groundhog Day. That's the same day I started out there. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But he's going to give you the rundown on the numbers. And I'd also like to introduce the lady in red there is Barbara Miller. She's our Vice President of Family Economic Security at Community Action. She is Pam Nelson's replacement, who has served for 38 years. So we hope to get 38 years out of Barbara.
My God.
Welcome, Barbara.
Mike, I'll let you take it away.
Okay, thanks, Greg. As Greg had said, I got the grant together. It was an ongoing process that he was involved in a lot of it. Mark Rodehever was involved in a lot of it, and then I kind of cleaned it up and wanted to bring it in here today. The operating budget part that was public notice, actually, the operating budget actually around $2.1 million for this year, which 1.6 million of that comes from state and federal funds. The total capital request, as listed there, is right at $500,000, and $450,000 of that comes from the state and federal money. Just a quick rundown of the requests in the grant are three more replacement buses that, you know, we've replaced for this year to replace the fleet, or to replenish the fleet, I guess would be better. On that subject, we're in the process right now, or we're kind of in the waiting stages for nine additional buses that have not been sent to us in the previous about three or four budgets, I believe, I look back. And they say toward the end of June, we're supposed to start receiving, supposed to start getting them in. Part of them, you know, we all at once, we kind of realize that.
So they were paid for, but just not delivered, or?
I've just been around a little more. Those buses were, there was a federal transportation bill that was not signed, so that held up the money that flows from the FTA to the MTA. And then last year there was an error that was made with the state procurement contract for small buses that we use, and that delayed it an additional year. So the capital for that comes from Community Action, and we're just desperately waiting to get three nice new buses that operate.
So are you going to have 12 altogether then, or?
Well, with these three, yes, it would be 12.
Okay.
I guess that we're waiting on are kind of back ordered, I guess would be a pretty good word.
Yeah.
That's the idea of it.
Thank you.
Talked to the dealer, and they say that the chassis are being built for one of the sizes, so it's going to be a slow process. You know, they're obviously not going to all come in at once, but we're definitely looking for those. A couple other things real quick in the budget is an auto scheduler interface that we put in there for the girls that, you know, scheduling the buses, a card reader security system for our exterior doors of our building, just a safety and security thing that, unfortunately, you know, something that a lot of people are going to, a multi-refrigerant recovery system for the shop, for the maintenance guys and the mechanics, and then the normal preventive maintenance, which is in every year, is just a rundown of the grant. A couple quick notes here, and I'll be done. We logged, just for an idea of last calendar year for 2016, we logged 632,381 service miles for an average of just over 2,000 miles per day. So it's quite an operation, quite a wear and tear on the buses as well. Within that, we transported 1,469 Garrett County residents, separate residents, for a total of almost 115,000 total trips to different destinations throughout the county and state, for that matter, in the area, with zero accidents for last year, by the way. So something the drivers take pride in. Okay, so I hope you'll find everything in there. There's some things to get signed. I'll get back from you and we'll get it all in, but it should be fairly complete, ready to go.
Do you, for each new vehicle you get, do you take an old one out of service?
normally try to replace, like, you know, we just a cycle and try to replace the ones that have been in service the longest number of miles. We will keep a few of the better ones as spares or, you know, extra if we, you know, if we really get into a bind where we need something. But for the most part, it is replacement. And because some of them are just so bad that, you know, they're already pulled off the road, which makes us shorthanded right now. But, yeah, the majority are replacement, but we will keep some of them as a spare if it's feasible to do.
Thank you.
You just had one point that, I mean, last year we donated a yellow bus and a white bus to the first responders for them to train on. I imagine we'll be doing that again this year. When we did that, that was the first time that they had had actual yellow bus or a white bus to train on. That's something to keep in mind. With that. As Mike said, when they're replaced, by the time we put in the grant to replace them, they've reached their economic life of 200,000 miles in 6 years.
Okay. You did good. He was so excited to give this presentation. And you did good, Mike. Thank you. All right. Thank you guys very much. Next up on the agenda is the amended piece to the agenda, resolution number 2017-2 for sale of county property. And I'll call Kim Durst from Economic Development.
What you have before you is a resolution to sell the remaining lots of the corner of Lynn County Roads property behind Dairy Queen to Williamson Management Company for a sum of $250,000. Closing is supposed to take place by April 1st with construction to commence by September 15th.
Okay. Questions for Kim? All right, so the resolution number 2017-2 is a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, Body Politic and Corporate Governing Body, authorizing the sale of 1.406 acres, more or less, and 2.215 acres, more or less, designated as Parcel 3, to Williams Land Management Company, LLC, for the sum of $250,000. Any discussion on that? You have the resolution in front of you. Mm-hmm. Hearing no discussion, do we have a motion to approve resolution number 2017-2?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the Salary Commission recommendations. Those of you that don't know, four years, the commissioners have to put together a salary commission to study the salaries of different Garrett County positions, sheriff, election judge, liquor control board, board of education. They met a few weeks ago and presented us with their recommendations, which we took into consideration. And at this time, we have Garrett County Salary Ordinance -2017. Garrett County Salary Study Commission was established to study the existing salaries of the board, as well as the sheriff, judges of the Orphans Court, Board of Supervisors of Election, Board of Education, members of the Liquor Control Board, and to make recommendations to the board concerning those salaries. The commission made a study of each of the salaries under their review and has made recommendations to the board. In accordance with the provisions of the county code, the board, in the exercise of its independent judgment, has declined to accept the recommendations of the commission. So therefore, for Board of Garrett County Commissioners, Judge of Orphans Court, Sheriff of Garrett County Board of Education, Garrett County Board of Election Supervisors, and Garrett County Liquor Board, there will be no increase. This is salary ordinance number 2017. Is there any discussion on the ordinance? Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept salary ordinance 2017?
Motion to accept.
Motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, and before we go to public comment, I just have one announcement to make. As most of you are probably aware, there was a vacancy on the Board of Education. Friday was the deadline for people to apply. The process for that is for the elected Board of Commissioners to appoint someone for the remainder of that particular term. There were five letters submitted of interest, and they were from Kirk Miller, Timothy Thomas, Nathan Sorber, Kelly Rock, and Lisa Varndell. The Board of County Commissioners will take those names under consideration and will make an announcement to fill that vacancy by March 21st. So that's sort of the next step in the process, and so it'll be to coordinate schedules and all of that stuff is the next step in that process. So having said that, that brings us to the conclusion of the business portion of the meeting. Is there any other public comment or question? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion adjourned. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much. See, that was that simple. Boy, Monica, if you could get the board ed to work that quick.